Narayana Namaskritya Narunteva Narotamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tutujayam Gudirayat Nashtra Prayeswa Badesu Nityam Bhagavad Sivaya Bhagavata Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna, good morning, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, this morning's Bhagavatam is from Canto 1, Chapter 13, Texts 44 and 45. So we'll start with Text 44. Yan manyase dhruvam lokam adhruvam vanachovayam salvata nahi sushyaste snehad anyata mohajat Yan manyase dhruvam lokam adhruvam vanachovayam salvata nahi sushyaste snehad Anyatra mohajat Yan manyase dhruvam lokam Adhruvam vanachovayam Sarvata nahi shoshyaste Snehad anyatra mohajat Hare Krishna Yat Even though manyase you think Dhruvam absolute truth Lokam, persons. Adhruvam, non-reality. Va, either. Na, or not. Cha, also. Ubhayam, or both. Sarvata, in all circumstances. Na, never. He, certainly. Shocha, subject for lamentation. Te, they. Snehat, due to affection. Anyatra, or otherwise. Muhajat, due to bewilderment. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King, in all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are due only to illusory affection and nothing more. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The actual fact is that every living being is an individual part and parcel of the Supreme Being. And his constitutional position is subordinate cooperative service. Either in his conditional material existence or in his liberated position of full knowledge in eternity, the living entity is eternally under the control of the Supreme Lord. But those who are not conversant with factual knowledge put forward many speculative propositions about the real position of the living entity. It is admitted, however, by all schools of philosophy that the living being is eternal and that the covering body of the five material elements is perishable and temporary. The eternal living entity transmigrates from one material body to another by the law of karma, and material bodies are perishable by their fundamental structures. Therefore, there is nothing to be lamented in the case of the souls being transferred into another body or the material body perishing at a certain stage. There are others who also believe in emerging of the spirit in the Supreme Spirit when it is uncovered by the material engagement And there are others also who do not believe in the existence of a spirit or soul, but believe in tangible matter. In our daily experience, we find so many transformations of matter from one form to another. But we do not lament such changing features. In either of the above cases, the force of divine energy is uncheckable. No one has any hand in it, and thus there is no cause of grief. Hare Krishna. Text 45. Tasmad yang jahyanga vaiklavyam anjana kritam atmana katam tuanata kripana vateram stichamam vina. Word for word translation. Tasmat, therefore, jahi, give up. Anga, O king. Vaiklavyam, mental disparity. Agyana, ignorance. Kritam, due to. Atmana, of yourself. Katam, how. To, but. Anatha, helpless. Kripana, poor creatures. Vartiran, be able to survive. Te, be. Cha, also. Mam, me. Vina, without. Translation by Isha Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking of how they, who are helpless poor creatures, will exist without you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When we think of our kith and kin as being helpless and dependent on us, it is all due to ignorance. Every living creature is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord in terms of each one's acquired position in the world. The Lord is known as Bhuta Prit, one who gives protection to all living beings. One should discharge his duties only, for no one but the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. This is explained more clearly in the following verse. Om Gina Tibirandasya Gyana Gina Shalakaya Chakshu Om Litam Gena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shicham Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitami Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sucha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vanchakapatrubhyascha kripasunibhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Shitarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Vrachi Sainama Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Imadhyaya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So we'll now do the English translation of the two texts. So text 44, O King, in all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are due only to illusory affection and nothing more. In text 45, English translation, therefore give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking of how they who are helpless poor creatures will exist without you. Hare Krishna. So a little background about this, if you permit me. This is Narada Muni speaking. And how did he get to Narada Muni? Well, so Maharaj Yudhisthira, first he was lamenting that so many soldiers, 640 million of them, had been killed for him to be the king or the emperor. That was one cause of lamentation. And then later on, when Vidura returned, he was happy. But then Vidura also talked his older brother, Dhritarashtra, and his wife into leaving. And they left without Maharaj Yudhisthira first finding out what was going on until later. So again, he thought that it was his duty to take care of the older Vidura, Dhritarash, and Gandhari. That there's so much, he has so much power now. And they could stay in the palace as long as they wanted. But Vidura knew that his brother had to be saved because of his consciousness, material consciousness, and so many things that he had done that he literally would have to pay for unless he purified himself. Now remember, Vidura is talking to his Yamaraj himself, so who would know better about what the Dhritarashtra's sins are and what would happen to him? If he went back to his position as Yamaraj, he would be the controller of the Dhritarashtra's fate, literally, after he left his body. He would be. And he knew that that would not be a good situation at all for his brother. So he came to talk to him, to get him out of the situation that would be dire for him in his next life if he hadn't done that. So it was really for Dhritarashtra's, it was really to Dhritarashtra's advantage that his brother came and asked to leave. But he also knew the heart of Maharaj Yudhisthira, that no matter what had happened, he still would try to care for his uncle, looking only at the fact that his uncle had done some things good for him and his brothers. That's all that mattered to him. So he looked at the good side of things, and that's a very, very good lesson for devotees too. Yes, some people cause all kinds of problems, and every now and then, the problems themselves, even if they've come and gone, it might flash in our minds. Well, that's just the nature of the mind. You know, things go through, and we have to be careful not to lament in that situation or feel angry again. And this is for my own purification too, because it easily can happen. It easily can happen. But Maharaj Yudhisthira is showing that we need to remember the good deeds and forget about the bad deeds that other people have done. And even when we're in a situation to help them, despite what's happened in the past, we should still help them anyway. But in this case, Maharaj Yudhisthira was thinking from a material standpoint. He's the king and he's responsible for everybody, not just even Dhritarashtra, everybody in the kingdom. Every living entity. So he was doing his, the job that he's supposed to do, the responsibility. But on a transcendental level, on a spiritual level, Dhritarashtra did in fact need to be helped out of his situation. Even in some case, Gandhari was also affected. Because before the war ended, Gandhari's mind also changed. She was more attached to the children, and when all of the sons died, she got mad at Krishna and cursed Krishna and the Yadu dynasty But he also had things that had to be cleared up. So Vidura came to help all of them. But Maharaji still was very concerned about them leaving, and then from a physical level they were older, and how were they going to manage without being in the palace? So he was in some anxiety about that. First he asked Sanjay, who had been just faithful to Dhritarashtra, where they were. Sanjay didn't know, and as Sanjay was responding, these are all texts before this one. Then Narada Muni came. And Narada Muni is always the transcendental level, so then he'll just remind them, preach to them, which he does so wonderfully around all situations, all the three worlds, and the spiritual world too. And he goes, every time in different situations, Krishna uses him so nicely. So now he's saying that, your concern, Maharaj Yudhishthira, whatever you consider in all circumstances, whether you are somebody that's a materialist, whether you are somebody that's a Mayavadi, this is all, and he explains all of that. Whether you understand what the soul is, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, whether you got it right or you got it wrong, well, you kind of partly got it right, like the way Mayavadis, they partly got it right because they know that life is not based on materialism. They know that. But when it comes to spiritual, then they're thinking about merging into the absolute truth, merging into Krishna, and losing their identity, merging especially into the rays of Krishna. Then the impersonalism comes in. Whatever it is, if you're in a material world and you're feeling separation the way Yudhisthira was looking at it, then Narada Muni explains that that's due to illusory affection and nothing more. But why illusory? Well, he explains it in the next text and even in the text after, which is for the next person that preaches. So he's saying that it's illusory because you, Maharaj Yudhisthira, are looking at it from the bodily standpoint. Narada Muni clearly had known what Vidura had done, and he knew that this was for the advantage, particularly, of the souls of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, that they both would be a much better situation in next life based on what Vidura had done for them in going away, taking them away. So, when we are considering things based solely on the material situation, then we are likely to be in illusion. Just like a typical materialist thinks about surviving or making his life wonderful only from a material standpoint, and they think it's wonderful, then it's illusory because death comes to take everything away. For one. Second, whatever we call happiness would not last. It's only sense gratification. And even that doesn't last totally because disease sets in. People get sick. And so the situation that's uncomfortable is always around the corner. So to feel separation with somebody who has left to try to get his soul in a better situation in the next life, it's not something that we should be about. Now, we sometimes also lose our loved ones. And it's not the easiest thing because we know that we are in one situation and then the next thing, you know, next moment we hear news or we see, you know, death happening. As it did actually yesterday for one of our devotees who is quite prominent in his service at the Harrisburg Temple. So we finished the Sunday evening program. Everybody is in good spirits. He gets home, and not long after he gets home, he calls my wife, who's the temple president, and tells her that he's got to go to India. Why? He just got the news that his father passed away. Oh, just like that. His father passed away. And so this morning, he's off to Philadelphia to the airport to catch the first plane, airliner going to India. It happens, it's just the way it is in this life. You never know when death will come around. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was talking about Maharaj Pariksit's situation. Even though he was cursed, he knew he had 7 days to live so he could prepare for that time. Srila Prabhupada says, we don't even know whether we have 7 minutes to live. That situation came quite as a shock. And so, you know, we have to spend some time trying to calm him down because everything has changed. You know, Monday morning, he's thinking he's going to go to work. And now he's on a plane to India. And he's the only male child in the family also. And so, obviously, there will be some responsibilities on him. But that's what it is. Feelings of separation are due to losing affection. So when even some of that comes on the devotees, we should remember that part. The part that we have to do to save the soul. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when we get the opportunity, we should do that. When the person that's leaving the body or the person that's leaving for whatever reason, the best well wishes to give to them is spiritual well wishes. Pray, is part of the nine processes, Vandanam. Pray for the welfare of your soul. Even if you're attached to their body, still pray for the welfare of your soul because you can't stop death. You cannot stop death. As long as you know you can't stop death, it's better to pray for the welfare of the soul than to pray for the welfare of the body. So that's very, very important here. Narada Muni begins to explain. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport here that the actual fact is every living being is an individual part and parcel of the Supreme Being. That is at the level of spirit, the soul. And his constitutional position is subordinate cooperative service. We should perform loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says that whether the person is in his conditional material existence or whether the person is liberated, and they understand, they're in a liberated position, say, like he said, full knowledge and eternity. The living entity is eternally under the control of a Supreme Lord. As a matter of fact, everything is under the control of a Supreme Lord. He is the one where spiritual and material emanates, or whom spiritual and material emanates from. He's made that clear in Bhagavad Gita. Not mincing any words. He is the Supreme. Nobody is at his level. And the pure devotees who speak about the Lord say the same thing. So there's consistency here. So, Srila Prabhupada talks about those who are not conversant with the factual knowledge about the soul. They come so many speculative propositions about the real position of the soul, of the living entity. And I can't begin to tell you the stories that I've heard about the soul, that how could they just laugh? And they're priests. Some of these priests in religion talking about you come here, then the body is born and the soul is born. I'm going, what? The soul is born? The soul is never born. But it's their lack of understanding. And they're preaching for others to hear. To how unfortunate those are who also will get the wrong information and then later on, maybe by the Lord's mercy, they learn. Sometimes I have deliberately put myself clicked into a situation with that particular priest where he was having some discussion and there was allowance for people to make comments and chime in online. So I put my name there and I started chiming in and talking about spiritual things. Oh, there's going to be Third World War, there's going to be this and that happens. Sometimes it gets into politics. And one person wrote that, you're not getting it. Everything is by the supreme will of the Lord. So whether it's going to happen or it's not going to happen, it will be on the Lord's time. I said, you got it right. You absolutely got it right. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada has also talked about, in the end, Of course, the living entity doesn't even belong to the material world. We're trying to get back. The Buddhists understand that already. So whether there is that war or whether there is that war does not happen in our lifetime, we're going to leave anyway. Krishna will come. We're going to leave anyway. Therefore, it isn't something to worry too much about. Those material feelings are, and if you connect with them, then you have an illusory affection, because everything is controlled by the Supreme Lord, ultimately. Including the Kurukshetra war. That was from the Supreme Lord, even though he didn't fight. But he still controlled it. So, everything is under the control of the Supreme Lord, Srila Prabhupada says, and people who are not conversant with this, they try to put all kinds of propositions about the living entity. The eternal living entity transmigrates from one material body to another by the law of karma. Deino esmin yata dehe komani uvaramachara. Tata dehantara prapti dhirastatana mukhyate. The soul transmigrates from one body to another, and in one body they start little, and then they grow, and they grow, and they grow, until that time comes while the body perishes, because it's become old and can't really function so well. Then, by the person's desire, the next body is there, or by some karma for previous life that's just maturing, that also determines what happens to that particular material situation. They change from one body to the next. So, the wonderful analogy that Srila Prabhupada gave, which really struck me, was in the purport that in our daily experience, we find so many transformations of a matter from one form to another, and it doesn't really bother us. Electricity can give us heat. Electricity can give us cold. We don't complain of why is electricity gone, giving us cold now, because we just switch a button and of course, you know, the different situation happens. And that's even from one source of energy, the electrical energy, from one source. And we just go on. So the changes are occurring in matter in different situations. So the physical body also can go from one to another. Can be used, one used and finished and another one. Nobody laments when the car is old and they get rid of it and go get a second car. But actually the old car is dead. It's dead. That's it. You can't use it anymore. Go into the junkyard. Place where you bury cars. But when it comes to, and it's not, we're not trying to be insensitive here. That's not the point. We're not trying to be insensitive here. The relation, of course, when it comes to, this is all from our emotions. That emotions is what sometimes plays into these things and makes us so attached. Like Maharaj Yudhisthira was wondering what's going to happen to Vidur and Gandhari and Dhritarashtra. So yeah, it is from our emotions, true enough. But for my emotions, emotions don't have sense. The intelligence does. So therefore, when these things happen, and it even affects us and keeps us down, hopefully that's temporary, and we need to begin to pray to get ourselves centered again. Centered mentally. Say, okay, let's see what is best in this situation. And it also brings to the point that if there is something that we need to do now while we are in this physical body, and that thing is quite important for us, it's best to get it done while we have time, rather than keep postponing it. And then when the situation of the body changes, then we wish we had done it. Now that's for ourselves or for even those who are close to us. Whatever it is that we find that's important to get accomplished, we should. Let's talk about ourselves. Before we leave this body, whatever we think is important, we got to get it done. Therefore, the idea behind this is that when it comes time to leave the physical body, then we don't go back to that situation and say, oh, I wish I had done it differently. Because if you wish that way, that's a material decision. And more than likely, you will kind of force the Lord's hand to say, okay, well, he or she is still not satisfied with what's in the material world, so he's still thinking about doing something or bring him back and put him in another body and give him the opportunity to have that thing. Therefore, when we are leaving, that's one thing that can really stop us from making the transformation where the physical and the subtle body are no longer with us and the soul can go back home to the spiritual world. What's not so important, we don't have to worry about them. But what we find that's important, get it done first. And of course, keep connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the spiritual connection should always be there. But for the material, everything happens, as Prabhupada says, by the force of the divine energy. You can't check it. So no one has any hand in it. So there's no cause of grief. We have to use our intelligence when our emotions get the better of us, so that we see things the way they are. We are actually fortunate to have this energy. Fortunate to have this knowledge that the soul is in fact eternal. And we will be alright. No matter what it is, we will be alright in our situation. And as long as we think spiritual, we think spiritual. If we come too overwhelmed, then of course, we can use the very, very good advantage that we have, which is devotee association. When something bothers us so much, devotee association, revealing our minds to someone we can trust, so that the person should be a devotee. So the person can explain things and remind us about the spiritual aspect related to whatever we're concerned about. So, Narada Muni is telling Maharaj Yudhisthira, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You're now thinking of how they, meaning Gandhari and Pitura and Dhritarashtra, who are helpless, poor creatures, that otherwise from the physical standpoint, they will exist without you. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, when we think of our kith, which is friends and acquaintances, and kin, which means relatives, close relatives or even distant relatives, as being helpless and dependent on us, it is all due to ignorance. Whatever we do to try to help them, that is part of life because man is a social being. So that will be there. But the real protection, and whatever we're even able to do along those lines, it comes from the will of the Lord and the energy of the Lord. It is, in fact, the Lord that protects everyone. We may do our part. We may do our part as far as providing for protection, providing for feeding, providing for shelter. But Srila Prabhupada says, we should discharge these duties. Do it only. Just do that. But we need to understand that while we're doing it, the Supreme Lord is the one that can give protection to anyone else. The Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. And then Srila Prabhupada says that it's actually explained in the next chapter, the next text. So I'll only read the translation and not go into it. So what is explained in the next text? Well, Narada Muni is saying the gross material body is made of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And it's already under the control of eternal time. It's going to go by some point. At some point. It's controlled by the eternal time. It's controlled by a person's karma. And it's controlled by the modes of material nature. So if it's already, this gross material nature is all, material body is already under the control of material nature, how can that physical body protect others? In other words, that was a direct message to Maharaj Yudhisthira. You are thinking at a body level. But you yourself, as far as the physical body goes, you are under the control of eternal time, which means you yourself are going to leave your body at some point. Based on the material nature, the modes, the gunas, then how much protection do you think you can give anybody? That's why Srila Prabhupada says, one should discharge his duties only, and leave the rest to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is good to try to help everyone, including yourself. Srila Prabhupada says, we should live as long as we can. We live long as we can, not because we want to be in this jail, but live as long as we can. And what he meant was so that we could have the opportunity to serve the Lord over and over and over again, serve the devotees over and over and again, and also have a time to purify the minds, ourselves, our own, and others, by good spiritual advice. So, as long as we're using the physical body to do things that are spiritual, according to the instructions of a spiritual master, then yes, we can live as long as possible because we're already connected with the spiritual. And when we leave the body, we will continue doing that in much better situations in the spiritual world. Much better means we don't have to struggle so much. Here we struggle sometimes when we're serving. But in the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada has made it clear. This is in a video that I heard Indradrumya Swami talk about. He says, yes, devotional service sometimes is difficult. Challenges come. But he put it this way, so I'll quote directly. Maharaj said that Srila Prabhupada told him, when I come to take you, meaning the devotees, back, including him, back to the spiritual world, you will find that devotional service there is a lot easier. The provisions are there for doing it. And now you can do it out of love and out of bliss. But here, because we are in jail and trying to learn how to be normal again. And there are other challenges that are there too, sometimes to teach us lessons, to make us grow. Then the challenges come. But in the spiritual world, it's not like that. The Western service goes fairly smoothly, very smoothly, Srila Prabhupada is saying. Which is another indication that we should try to finish up and go. Again, Srila Prabhupada's quotation. Try to finish your business here so you can go back. Try to finish your business here. Don't put yourself in a situation where the spiritual master has to make other arrangements for another life. Try to finish your business so you can go back. And when we go back, it's all joy. It's all bliss. And relating to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be real to us. Now we're just reading about it. And sometimes we imagine some things, but you can't imagine. The real thing is the real thing. You can never really know what it is like. It's like somebody who is living in a temperate country. And there's just rain. And then somebody who lives somewhere else that gets cold, he says, you know, there's something called snow. It's white. It's very cold. It's powdery. No matter what they're going to say about it, unless you have been in a snow situation, you wouldn't know. You can only imagine. And this material minds have forgotten the way it was like when we were in the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada said, we are going to be very happy just by surrendering now to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and follow his instruction. And he'll give the mercy and we get to go back. Then you would know what life in the spiritual world is like. Right now, you can just have an explanation, but, you know, you can only imagine, but you can't go further than that. Sometimes people get some visions, which is nice, and it has happened to devotees. Sometimes visions of the spiritual world are given based on what the spiritual master arranges. That has happened. Some people do. They don't talk about it very much, but still, that's just a vision. But being in it for all time, that's another story. Sometimes we wonder what goes on with us, especially, we talk about it a little bit, time here in the material world and what's in the spiritual world. His Holiness Bhakti Chuu Swami was explaining the other day to his disciples, and it was recorded in video and I heard about it, so we'll share. The sun is up, is at a particular place at a particular time and rotates, and the earth rotates. So we have this whole thing ruled by time, morning, afternoon, evening, every day, morning, afternoon, evening, like that. So one disciple of his asked, what about the spiritual world? Time, but how does that, you know, he's trying to get a better idea. So Maharaj explained to him, to her actually, Mataji, that here we know time is so, it's just marching forward, and things get born materially and they're annihilated and all goes on. And we know, literally, time is so regular to us that we have what we call even history. And we have dates that we can attach to that time. This happened, that happened. But in the spiritual world, Maharaj explained, this is about the true Swami, that it's not like we have morning, afternoon, and evening regularly. No, it's not like that. Does the situation with temperature and all of that change sometimes? Yes. Why? He says, based on Krishna's will. If at any time he wants to have a rasa dance, it doesn't have to be the sun going one way in the evening because now, no. It can happen right away. Everything happens according to his will. So if it's according to his will, then time is not regular. It can't be. Because whatever Krishna wishes would happen. And so yes, things go on in certain situations, but that's all you can call the situation. You can't call it time. Because it's what Krishna wants to do. And everybody just arranges their, whatever they're doing in service to make it happen. And that's just the way it is. And Krishna would be the object of enjoyment. And everybody that's serving will also be very blissful because of the way the spiritual world itself is set up in service. As Sri Prabhupada reminded in the Dunya Swami, that it may be difficult here, but it won't be like that in the spiritual world. So, Vidura is trying to make arrangements for Gandhari and, you know, her husband, Dhritarashtra, who's also the brother of Vidura, to get into a better situation. Because left to them, they will just sit at the palace and Maharaji this day will take care of them, and they won't, and they probably will lament, and actually it will be an uncomfortable situation too. Because, these are the Pandavas that killed the 100 sons, and I don't know how happy he would have been all the time. It would have been in the back of his mind. So it was better that he get out anyway, to go. So Gandhari and her husband and were helped very much by Vidura. So for us, well, Krishna gives protection to all beings. Krishna then will give protection especially to devotees, those who've turned their minds and their hearts to him. So, the things we need to remember, he has explained in Bhagavad Gita, especially in the Most Confidential Knowledge, chapter 9, text 13, Mahatmanas tumam partha devim prakritim ashita vajantya nanya manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Agyam. Translation is, O son of Prita, meaning Arjun, those who are not deluded, the great souls, they are under the protection of the divine nature. So when a devotee turns their mind to Krishna, they are now getting the protection from him directly. The Lord is in the heart, and he takes charge of the devotees. The rest of the translation is this, those great souls are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. And Srila Prabhupada says, those in the purport, that's what defines a Mahatma. So a devotee should endeavor to have qualities of a Mahatma. The first sign of a Mahatma is that he's already situated in the divine nature. He's not under the control of material nature. And so devotees act just like non-devotees act materially, but they don't have the same mentality as was given by an example, from an example that Anna Maharaj gave. In the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjun had an arrow and bow, had arrows and a bow. Duryodhana had arrows and a bow. Arjuna was shooting. Duryodhana was shooting. But the idea behind it, or the reasons for them fighting, were different. Arjuna was fighting for Krishna. Arjuna was fighting in obedience to Krishna's command. And Duryodhana was fighting to try to get a material kingdom to be for him. Later. So, we always should put the spiritual reason first. And the material reason we do as is necessary to maintain the body. But the spiritual reasons always should be first, and activities should be that way. So, a Mahatma is not in control of material nature. And how is that possible? Srila Prabhupada has explained in the 7th chapter, one who surrenders the Supreme Personality of Godhead at once becomes free from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. So it comes again. Just surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the controller of all controllers, the Supreme Controller. And we will be okay if we do that. And so, in that sense, Vidura was actually helping his brother and his brother's wife by coming to take them. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was showing a very caring personality that he had, his own heart, that caring. But at the same time, whether we're caring or not, it's better to be caring than not caring. But in a situation like this, the spiritual, in all situations also, for us, the spiritual should be put first. The spiritual should be put first in all situations. So, all non-surrendered living entities, non-surrendered, they are under the control of material nature. And the laws will act according to the karma and also the desire. But for devotees, it should always be how we should live according to how the Mahatmas live. Bhachita makata prana bodhyantascha pranasparam katayantascha manityam tushanticha turmanticha. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 9, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, Krishna is saying. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So that's where the happiness is. When we stick to Krishna consciousness, and even when we meet other devotees, we talk about Krishna and talk about some of his pastimes. We talk about, share confidentially things that we need to, in order that whatever is bothering us might be put aside. And in all times, think of Krishna and never forget Krishna. So Vidura actually came to help. And Maharaj Yudhishthira again got put in a situation where Narada Muni could instruct him that we need to think about the soul. And that people will be protected. When our children, sometimes we worry too much about what's going to happen. The intelligence kick in and say, we can only do our duty, as Srila Prabhupada has explained it. Do our duty only to the point that we can. Discharge our duties, but Krishna is the one that gives protection. Therefore, the future actually is handled by the Lord himself. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now, sometimes our emotions get the better of us in different situations. So that's why the Sadhu Sangha is the solution. When we... Because our emotions will stay with us, and we're not going to be able to get rid of it. Emotions are there. All emotions are for Krishna. Emotions are from Krishna too. But when we put our emotions more for material reasons, and that's where the problem comes, then it's not so good. And only devotees can help us, just like Narada Muni came to help Maharaj Yudhishthira out of his thinking. And saying and telling him that, so they are older, so they are gone. But you really aren't the protector ultimately. Krishna is. Hare Krishna, very, very, very good question. Especially since you mentioned that somebody's trying to perform service, devotional service, and then difficulty has come, and then they begin to say, well, maybe everything's under Krishna's control, and it's not supposed to happen this way, so maybe I should give up. We always have to put in effort. Number one, think about those pure devotees who have come to this material world, and the account of what they did is in the scriptures, or some accounts given somewhere else that's available for us. Srila Prabhupada's one example, he could have given up. He really had all the reasons in the world to give up. He was physically sick. First of all, he didn't even know how to get to America, even though his spiritual masters asked him to come. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said he should spread Krishna consciousness in the West. He didn't know how he was going to come. He didn't give up. When he finally got in Jalandhara, he got sick. Two heart attacks, he could have given up. When he came to America, the things that he was warned about did in fact happen. The cold and all of that. And he didn't know how crazy people could be. He even, experienced that too. He could have given up. And all through that, he had a return ticket. All he had to do is jump back in the boat and go to India, and it's all over. But he said, the spiritual master asked me to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. I am in the West, so why should I leave? I am in the West. Yes, I should go on. So that's the attitude that we should have. And when we have that attitude towards service, Krishna, true enough, he says, you do your service, don't worry about the results. So Srila Prabhupada did the best that he could. He went to Tompkins Park with a drum, not even a madanga. And he played and he chanted. Did he know what was going to happen? He did not. So Krishna took care of the result of getting those who could help him set up this international society for Krishna consciousness. They came. That wasn't Srila Prabhupada. He just played. But they came. And so the long and short of it is, when we're doing service, we should do from our hearts, and we should persist. Things that are spiritual have to be persisted on. And Krishna will give some sort of result to it. It's not going to be the result we expect. Most of the time, a good bit of the time, we won't be able to know that it would end that way. You're talking, especially your question was with where you're having difficulty. Well, if you're having difficulty, you're thinking it's going to end a certain way, and it's not. It's not ending that way. That's what you call difficulty. Because if it ended the way you wanted, you would have stopped and said, oh, I'll finish the service. But it's not. So we have to remember, Krishna is going to have it end a particular way. And so at the time that we are a little bit desperate from a physical standpoint, that we're not being able to push towards where we think things should be, we should submit the mind, just like Rupati did, submit the mind in prayer to Krishna and says, you take over, I am a tool, I am a servant of a servant, I know my position, and I'm trying to be controlling here, thinking about how it should end. You let it end the way you want, and you persist, and there would be an ending. One way or the other, there would be an ending, because that's left to Krishna to do, not for us. So you need to persist. Spiritual things, you just don't let them drop, because we wouldn't have had International Society for Krishna Consciousness if Srila Prabhupada had dropped the idea, with all the reasons to drop the idea. So we should go on. And you will get to pray about it. That's all. As you're serving and you're having difficulty, pray about it and say, I'm only trying to serve you, dear Lord. Whatever you want in terms of how we should end, you do it that way. That way you put yourself in a situation where you're just the servant, or as I like to use it, the tool being used by the Lord to let things happen. So Prabhupada called himself a puppet for things to happen. And so he put himself in the puppet things and says, you're the puppeteer, Lord, make me dance. And look what happened. So yeah, we have to persist when it comes to spiritual things. But when there's difficulty and we're not thinking things are going the way it should go, we should understand we're not the controllers, and that's when you leave things in the hands of Krishna by praying about it and say, let it end the way you want it to end. And then you keep going. And Krishna will know. Krishna will help us in terms of how it ends. It will get to a place where you know that you haven't been just throwing things in and giving up. So no, giving up is not that what we should do, but we should pray for direction. Hare Krishna. As far as the, you know, physical body, when it gets older, of course, many of us with the older bodies have to use medicines to keep us going. But the right consciousness is to be able to serve the Lord in all situations, as long as the physical body is still with us. And yes, for your thinking that the Acharyas did a lot, an Acharya is one who teaches and also shows by example. So you use that and you get inspiration from Acharya is wonderful. Now, remember, Krishna also made you get more inspiration by looking at Mataji that was still there at that con. And that was also inspiration. So see, devotee association always helps in situations like this. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripasunibhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Thank you very much for allowing me to do service. Hare Krishna.